Will you join me in the responsive reading numbered 30, entitled God, Our Security? He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. Let us pray. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, we gather in this time of worship to magnify thy name in our hearts through praise and adoration. We come in worship to nurture the inner life of the Spirit, that in this day we may live in deepened faith and fuller faithfulness. And we pray that thou wilt send forth of thy mighty and gracious and helpful Spirit to lead us in that way this day. We pray that you will give your divine assistance, O God, to men of good will and serious purpose in this place and around the world, that those who name the name of Jesus Christ may be a part of thy redemptive work of bringing humankind closer to thee, into thy ways of peace, into the ways of righteousness, into the ways of love. And we ask, O God, that thou wilt bestow forgiveness of sin upon us, and the comforting assurance that we walk with thee in this pilgrim journey of life. We ask these things in the name of Christ. Amen. A brief portion of two miracle stories from the last of the fourth and the first of the fifth chapters in the Gospel of Mark. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him, and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are ye fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly, and said one to another, What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him. And they came over unto the other side of the sea, into the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains. You will remember the story goes on to tell how Jesus cast out the evil spirits, which in turn drove the herd of swine into the sea. And when the people came out of the city, verse 15 tells us, they came to Jesus, and see him that was possessed with the devil and had the legion, sitting and clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. There is a familiar adage that beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Yes, but is it only in the eye of the beholder? From this text passage arises a companion question. Is miracle in the mind of the observer? And is it only in the mind of the observer? The biblical record of the life of Jesus includes stories of nature miracle and healing miracle. Were these literal miracles? Or were the healing events psychosomatic in nature, whereby the reordering of psychic factors resulted in physical healing? And were the nature miracles natural phenomenon, which were miraculous in the coincidence of their occurrence? Both types of interpretation are possibilities, and neither can be refuted with the device of a closed mind. So miracle stories do merit consideration in our search for truth, and miracle stories do have a place in our experiences of worship. For the text from which we have read today speaks of a God who is the Lord of both the storm and the calm. Jesus was Lord in the storm then. We read of the stilling of a storm on Galilee and of the healing of a demoniac. Such storms still occur on that little sea. Raging squalls which strike with suddenness and often pass just as quickly. Irrational men such as the wild demoniac have lived in every generation, and some of them have found miraculous healing then and now. Did Jesus speak to the wind or to the disciples? Was the miracle in calming the sea or in calming the fears of the disciples with his assurance that the squall would pass now quickly? Did he cast out some literal evil spirits from the demoniac? Or was a sick man healed by a meeting of faith with Jesus? Certainly, by the time these events were recorded in this biblical writing, some 30 to 40 years after the death of Jesus, it was believed in the early Christian community that these were instances of literal miracle, and thus they are presented to us in the text of the Bible. We probably cannot discover an authoritative answer to this problem of interpretation. I confess that I certainly do not know a definitive answer for it. But I believe that we can hold with certainty the conviction that whatever happened, and however it happened, it was miraculous in nature, and that Jesus Christ, of whom this is written, was the Lord of the storm and of the calm, then as he is now. And on the sea of life, storms do come. And like the mighty Titanic, people do have their lives ripped open by the icebergs of trouble and evil. Some organism or some malignancy lays a person low and jeopardizes both health and survival. A trusted person proves false with feet of clay. Conflicts rage about us and catch us up in them. Death threatens, and death happens to our loved ones, and one day to us as well. And we learn anew the truth that man is not intended to live by his own resources. As with the disciples on the Sea of Galilee, someone else is in the boat with us. God is present in this human situation. And the Christian faith does not require that God speak to the storms and make them go away. Christian faith rests on the assurance that God speaks to human persons in the midst of the storm, to break through human fears and calm them with the abiding conviction of his presence and power, and of the gracious concern he has for every one of us. And that is as great a miracle as to still a storm or calm a sea. Anyone who has suffered a troubled heart and found peace in Christ knows the truth of that miracle. Turbulent conflict of racial struggle and the hideous curse of war churn across our lives, and we are troubled in these days. The constricting tentacles of greed and pride leech themselves upon human hearts like demon possession. But we serve a God who is master of the demons and Lord of the storm, and he speaks to us about peace and wholeness. For, you see, Jesus himself underwent storms also, storms of conflict, of hate, of suspicion, and greed. They broke all about him and upon him and reached to that extreme of death when he hung condemned and scorned on that despised tree. But he endured these storms and he overcame them with an amazing power, with calm and with peace. The writer of Hebrews said, "Now he can help those who are tempted, because he himself was tempted and suffered." He is the God of the storm and the calm, and the power of his victorious peace is available to us. We can have it if we trust and follow him. Let us pray. In thy mighty love and grace, wilt thou keep us through this day. In Jesus' name, amen.